This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, it's Rachel Carter here and welcome back to Digital Poison. Ever feel like your phone has a secret life, constantly whispering, just one more scroll or check this notification? I get it, we live in a world where digital stimulation is everywhere. It's designed to grab our attention and keep us hooked, but sometimes those cravings can feel out of control. Today, we're diving deep into understanding and managing those pesky digital cravings. Let's face it, the internet, social media, games, they all have the sneaky way of hijacking our brain chemistry. We get that little dopamine hit with every like, every comment, every notification. It feels good. But just like any addiction, too much of a good thing can lead to problems. We start feeling restless, irritable, even anxious when we're away from our screens. Sound familiar? So, what are some key takeaways to help us break free from the digital chains? Number 1. Awareness is power. The first step to managing cravings is recognizing them for what they are: powerful neurological urges that can be trained and tamed. Start paying attention to when you reach for your phone, what triggers those cravings, and how you feel before, during, and after scrolling. You'll start noticing patterns. Trust me, it's like uncovering a secret code. Number 2. Find your digital detox strategies. We all have different needs, so experiment with techniques that work best for you. Maybe it's setting screen-free time blocks, turning off notifications for non-essential apps, or creating physical boundaries like leaving your phone in another room while working or having meals. Remember, the goal isn't to completely eliminate screens, but to create a healthy relationship with them. Number 3. Cultivate alternative pleasures. This is where it gets really interesting. Fill that digital void with activities that genuinely nourish your soul: reading a book, taking a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, learning a new skill, or even just sitting out and enjoying the silence. You know that feeling when you're completely engrossed in a good book or lost in a conversation with a friend? That's what we want to cultivate more of, those moments of genuine connection and joy that don't come from a screen. Number 4. Be kind to yourself. Remember, breaking any habit takes time and effort. There will be slip-ups, days when you feel like giving up. Don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Progress isn't always linear, it's a journey with its ups and downs. Finally, number 5. Remember your why. Why are you doing this? What do you hope to gain by managing your digital cravings? Is it to feel less stressed, have more time for yourself, improve your relationships, or simply enjoy life more fully? Keep that why at the forefront of your mind when things get tough. It's your anchor, your motivation, and your compass. Now, let's talk about a real-world scenario. Imagine this. You are having dinner with friends, catching up and laughing, but every few minutes, you find yourself reaching for your phone to check notifications or scroll through social media. Before you know it, the conversation is lagging, and you feel disconnected from the people right in front of you. Sound familiar? That's digital craving taking over. But guess what? You can change that. Next time you're in a similar situation, try putting your phone on silent or turning it face down on the table. Make a conscious effort to engage fully with your friends, listen actively, ask questions, share stories. I bet you'll find yourself enjoying the conversation more and feeling more connected. So remember, awareness is key. Find your detox strategies, cultivate alternative pleasures, be kind to yourself, and always keep that why in mind. By taking these steps, you can reclaim your time, energy, and focus, and build a healthy relationship with the digital world. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Digital Poison. We'll be diving into strategies for managing screen time overload. Until then, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep scrolling intentionally.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.